Hey now. All right, let's get into this episode. I want to do a quick episode with you on teleprompter prep. Really, how do you prepare yourself to get in front of a camera, regardless if there's people in the room like a crew or you're a solo crew and you're running your own camera? And I want to do that in this episode of Video Marketing Mastery.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, so I was just at a client shoot and we were socially distancing, of course. And I could tell that the client was struggling, like struggling with recording their content and having the information in a teleprompter. And I know I do a lot of teleprompter work. I'm either with the crew and the crew's filming me, or I'm doing it all on my own. And there's some tricks you need to know. Now, the first thing is you got to get really comfortable with the material before you get in front of the teleprompter. Like, you got to read it a bunch of times. Like, let me just tell you, the mistake that people make is they're like, well, it's the script is there. I don't need to warm up. I don't need to get my vibe on that script. The reality is, if you want to get in front of the teleprompter and deliver like it's natural, right? Like, that is the goal. It should feel natural. Like, it's just coming off of your dome and you are riffing like I'm doing right now. And the only way you can do that is to get your, I say, my stink on it. And what I really mean by that is, like, you know, I kind of want to be like Mike Tyson when he comes into the ring. I already want to have my lather of sweat, my vibe on it. I want to know what's happening inside of this script and I want to feel it and I want to be comfortable, because when I see the finished product, I want it to feel like Todd being Todd. And the only way you can do that is if you read that script multiple times out loud, and if you have access to a teleprompter, and maybe it's not the one you're going to do on game day in front of the camera, but maybe you just download a teleprompter app and you get comfortable reading it while it's moving, because it's a trick. And the more times you go through the words moving on a screen and reading it, or reading it on an iPad as you're using an iPad teleprompter app, the more comfortable you'll be when you get in front of other people or it's your time to shine by yourself. But the trick is, now here's another part, because this client of mine pulled me aside during their shoot. This other trick here is you got to read a couple words ahead. You know, the client asked me, well, how do I know how to emote at the right time? How do I know when to phrase it in a question? Or how do I know when I'm about to say something funny? Well, first of all, you don't read cold scripts, never. And the next thing is visually read a few words ahead of what's coming out of your mouth. Like, there should be some distance. So think about yourself. Like, as I'm talking right now, I've already got like four words that I want to say that are ahead of what's coming out of my mouth. So work on where your brain is going when you're reading. Do the same natural thing that you do when you're free-flowing on your own. But now do it with a teleprompter. I want you to read a few words, like four words ahead of what's coming out of your mouth. And those four words ahead will give you the guidance of when you should start emoting the right way, when you should start preparing for a question mark coming up, or when you should start realizing that you need to up your laughter because you're about to say something funny, right? All those need to be somewhat planned in advance. You don't have to be acting, you're just reading ahead. And the more you get comfortable, repetition, as Tony says, repetition is the mother of skill. The more repetition you get in front of a teleprompter and reading out loud, the more comfortable you'll be when you have to do it in front of a camera. Now, let's pump the brakes one step further. Some of you know my story. I grew up struggling with attention and learning disabilities, and I could barely read, probably through college. I really struggled with it. Oh, what do you mean? You could barely read through college. I hear people say this in their head. How'd you get through college then? Well, I was very blessed to be a member of the nation's leading academic support program for students with learning disabilities. I had access to all of the books in audio tape from the Braille Society. I am a lifetime member of the Braille Society. I can get any book that way. But as I got more comfortable reading out loud, as I started preparing myself, because I had to prepare myself because I wanted, my vision was to be a talk show host. And I decided that every day, if I did audiobooks, I wouldn't be preparing myself to get news handed to me from a producer on a piece of paper that just came out of a fax machine or a printer. Yes, I'm old enough to have worked with a fax machine. And grab that news story and crush live breaking news. And the trick here is, first, you got to be willing mentally to overcome adversity. That's what champions do. And the next thing you have to do is put in the prep. Repetition is the mother of skill. You got to prepare for it. So when I was trying to become a talk show host and I was in the dorm room years before, whenever my nerdy dorm room mate, I don't know what you call him, your roommate, would leave, I'd read out loud. I'd read the textbook out loud and I would get myself comfortable because I needed massive freaking reps. The same is true with a teleprompter. So if you're not a comfortable reader, start reading out loud and you'll see in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you'll start getting more comfortable. This muscle in your life will start growing and it'll be stronger and then it'll translate into other areas. So before you get in front of a teleprompter, get your stink on that script. Work your vibe and be ready to overcome. So when people see it, they're like, man, that guy's so good on camera. How does he know all this stuff off the top of his head? Because part of the teleprompter game is making sure nobody knows that you're reading. And if you can do that, you can start preparing your material for a larger audience. Like right now, I'm writing a mini course for all of you. And I'll announce that in a couple of weeks, but this mini course is the first of two courses. It's the mini one. What comes after the mini one? The jumbo course. And I'm just working on the mini one right now, right? But when I'm done with it, I could free flow it in front of the camera and let Todd be Todd. But I don't know, it's a lot of information. I'm at almost 10,000 words right now. That's like, oh, that's long. That's like an hour and something. I'm not going to do the math. I'll just show off. It's like maybe an hour and 40 minutes worth of material that I'm going to be preparing for you. And so I'm going to put it in a teleprompter. But you can be sure that before I get in front of other people that are going to be recording me, I'm not going to embarrass myself and read a cold. Right? I'm going to put in the work. I'm going to do the prep. I'm going to do the massive reps. And when I get there, you're going to watch it and you're going to go, man, he knows that stuff all off the top of his head. If you want to get next level for your business, maybe you're a solopreneur and you need coaching. Maybe you're an enterprise level business or a startup that wants to grow aggressively and you're looking for next level. I provide coaching. I provide on-camera training. I also provide, get this, training for companies, their marketing and their sales teams to sell remotely in this new world. And my agency services companies that need to sell remotely and start positioning their business for this new inevitable where you have to take people down a rabbit hole journey and convince and convert them remotely. Hey, if you want to get access to 20 minutes of me teaching for free, and by the way, when you look at the video, you should know in one of the three videos, the long one, the 10 minute of the 20, the 10 minutes, that one, I'm reading from a teleprompter, yo, but you wouldn't know because I got my stink on it. You can get access to that free gift, 20 minutes of learning at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. That's wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. Oh, and you know what I'm going to do in the next episode? Well, I'm not going to tease it right here. It'll just pop up, but I'm going to record it right now. Boom.